This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. In the 9 o'clock hour, not only are we going to have passes for you to go to Six Flags Discovery Kingdom. That's right, people. It's an actual contest. But you'll also hear the new Billie Eilish song. She has a new song. It's called Your Power. And it's off her new record is going to come out on July 30th. It's called Happier Than Ever. But if you want to hear a new Billie Eilish, she's dropping it at 9 a.m. this morning.
Oh, so we'll exciting. Be
doing, I know. It is exciting.
Got to change your hair.
The Radio Alice.
Go ahead,
go ahead, Benny.
No, you got to change your hair really quick.
It's, yes.
She's moved on from the green. It's now blonde, everybody.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Explore Butte County. Hike the top 35 trails in Butte County. Download the Hike Butte CA Pass at explorebuttecounty.com/hike. Hike the trails. Win swag. Should be a nice day.
Chico!
Mostly sunny out there. In, I don't know, depending on where you're at, highs in the 70s. Big day here in the Bay Area as the NFL draft happens at 5 o'clock on ESPN. The 49ers have the third pick. The other two picks are locked. So the only unknown pick is the third pick, and everyone's watching the Niners. And
so
right
they've
now,
said who they're picking, huh?
They have not said.
No, I mean the first two teams have said.
Oh, the first two teams have absolutely made their picks known, yes. That's they're not even up for question. It's about what the Niners do, and everything will fall after that. I'm reading now that many teams are going to be hitting the Niners up for Jimmy G today. So while the Niners have said, no, he works for us, it's possible there will be a trade package put together. So we'll, for sports fans, it's a big day here in San Francisco as we're right in the middle of it all. Yay!
Yay, yay, yay.
Yay.
All the voices saying yay.
Last night, the missus had some work thing, and so I took the kids to the beach. We've received a few texts like, what, no mention of Biden? The problem is I didn't see 1 second of Biden's speech, not one. So
you know, that's not a problem. Here's the thing with the Biden speech. He's going to say sane things in a presidential manner, and there'll be disseminations of that information today. It's not must-see TV. It used to be. I get why you think you've got to watch this, but you don't. It's just an address. And
I have a little clip that I think is worth playing here. Just a small snippet.
Madam Speaker, Madam Vice President.
Yeah, we like that. On the happy hour thing that we did last night.
No president.
Oh.
Has ever said those words from this podium. No president has ever said those words. And it's about time.
I agree. And I can't wait till a lady president says it. We watched a little bit of it last night. We just sort of had it on. But then we just started talking about whether or not that guy's had a facelift. And I went, this doesn't seem like the thing to talk about. Let's get this off of here.
The answer is yes. Disneyland is ready to welcome back guests with masks, temperature checks, and other COVID protocols. That starts tomorrow, everybody. But you have to be from California, and you also have to have your tickets in advance. And it looks like Coco's family bought them all up.
Yeah.
Because not only are her sisters going, but it's her mom, and then we find out also her mom's sister. So I mean,
and my nieces.
Right, there you go. Yeah.
It's but not going Nick too. Or
what?
Or Nick and Nick are mm-hmm. What? You're going too?
I'm not going. My brother and his wife and kids, and then my sister, my older sister, and her kid, and
everyone's going.
Everybody
to
Disneyland. Else is going except us.
We this weekend.
Not this weekend. I'm not sure. They bought tickets. Yeah, I have right. no idea when
yeah,
they're going.
They made their reservation because you have to make a reservation. So they made it sometime in June.
Well, on top of Disney reopening tomorrow, it looks like U.S. cruises could restart in mid-July. They say,
oh, yay. Snap.
You know,
I'll
there are going to be some precautions in place, whether that's, you know, a fully vaccinated card or whatever. I wouldn't go on a cruise even under normal circumstances, but. You know, now I think it's only the desperate, only the real hardcore cruisers are going to consider going on a cruise in a pandemic. You still, in healthy times, you hear about these boats being completely taken out by some virus
food
or bug.
Poisoning or some, right. you know, thing that races through the whole ship. Mm-hmm. And also, I feel like I've been trapped in one place for long enough. And I get that the boat's moving, but you are still trapped. In a confined space.
Very
it's a different
point.
Space, though. It's a different space.
It go is different from the one I'm in, but I could
go
also go
deck,
for a walk.
Get some air.
Right, get in the pool, go to the all-you-can-eat shrimp bar.
They're so big, you can't even, like, you know, you get tired walking around.
Well, you hate walking, so I'm not surprised.
New at-home COVID-19 test looks like it'll be available here any minute. It's called Binex Now.
Oh.
It's the latest tool in the growing movement that empowers people to take control of their own health. It's going to be available at retail pharmacies this week. And you'll be able to take the test in the comfort and privacy of your own home.
Oh.
And you'll get results in 15 minutes. What they're sort of marketing it as is if you're, let's say you're going to go grab a drink with a friend. You can test, each of you test yourselves up real quick. We're both negative. Let's go
let's
have
meet.
That drink.
Yes.
So that's
helpful.
Pretty neat, I guess.
How much do they cost? Are they expensive or do you get a bunch
see
of tests all in one?
Put the price in there. The price, $25 for two tests.
Mm. Helpful for a date.
Yeah. I mean, I can see if you want to get the living hell out of the house and you want to do so safely, this would work.
Uh-huh,
so
honey.
They're calling it a good tool to help us get out of this pandemic. So the at-home COVID-19 test, Binax Now, is going to be available this week, and it's $25 for two tests. 15 minutes, you'll know if you're positive or negative. So there's that.
It's a long time to wait.
As we're talking about getting out, 6 in 10 parents say last summer sucked.
Yeah.
As we creep up on Memorial Day, the unofficial start to summer, 6 in 10 parents say, while last summer sucked, they have specifically decided this summer will not.
This summer will not suck.
Right.
I agree. This summer I have plans. I'm excited. It's going to be great.
Things like game nights, water games, probably not here in California. Not a good idea
probably
as
not.
We're in drought. Movie nights, road trips, camping in the backyard, visiting relatives. These are all things planned already to make sure this summer goes better than last. Visiting relatives, a pool day, going camping, barbecues, and beach days. All high on the list of planned summer activities. I like
that's
it.
Fine. No, it's just going to be nice to... I mean, look, it's still sort of hanging over our heads, but it's going to feel a lot freer this year, and before you know it, it'll be a distant memory that changed everything. And
this is just a personal note, but it's been really neat as we discussed getting an RV and then sort of went from discussion to I already booked that. I'm like, okay,
fantastic.
Wow. All right. So I mentioned it to a friend or two that we're going to be traveling and that we'll be down probably Southway this summer at some point. And a ton of my friends are all like rallying. So
oh,
it's been
fun.
Really neat to have them go like, oh, yeah, we're going to be there. We're coming
great.
To see you.
That's
we'll
great.
Be there. And I'm just like, wow.
So is she booking like campgrounds and everything?
Something like that. Yep.
Yeah, that's fun.
Really neat. So that's maybe fine. That's a move. I don't know. But apparently the reason that the RV was booked is because they're booking up.
Yes, they are booking up. And that actually works great for you because once you get the bed sanitized and get your body condom down on it, now you don't have to worry about moving it. You can go all over the country and still just go back to the same
You
RV
know me
hotel
so well,
room.
Don't
I
you?
I do. I do.
I have already.
Of course you have.
Fretted and worried over the state of the sleeping arrangements to the point of not wanting to go, really. But we'll see. I'm sure I'll get with the program.
You're
when
going,
it's here.
Right.
Right.
Whether you like it or not.
Like it or not.
I like it or not, I am in. A new study out of a university in the UK wanted to see if there's a connection between kink and drugs.
Oh.
What is your guess? Is there
yes, there's a connection.
Yeah, there is. You're right. You got it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Researchers found that people who are into illegal drugs are also more likely to do, quote, non-traditional sexual activities like BDSM.
Oh, yeah.
And having one-night stands.
Oh, I'm just trying to feel something. Hurt me.
A guy who led this study says, quote, our study revisited a well-worn phrase of sex, drugs, and rock and roll and has proven that both recreational drug use and non-traditional sexual activities are linked and have become the norm.
Well, you're much more likely to say yes to something crazy when you're under the influence.
They also say that they were able to tie rock and roll into the study by noticing that everyone in the study had attended a music festival between 2016 and 2019. So they're not only are they into kink and drugs, they like their rock and roll as well.
Of course they do, Vinny. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Let me ask you a question as we're just getting to know V. You think, what were we talking about? A little light choking? You think V's into that?
Is V Hale going to be available for crosstalk today? Did we talk to her yet?
No, we're set for tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Oh, all right. I would love to kick her butt going into the weekend. That'll make my day. We'll have to ask her then. Well, I don't know enough about her to guess.
Can someone write that down to make sure that we remember?
Yeah, I got it.
Let's see if I can get her on the horn right now.
Yeah, she seems. It's a good enough question that we should really get V Hale on right now and see if we can get that going.
All she seems right. Kind of hostile, so I could see her being into it. Like,
but probably she gets to choke you out. You
probably
don't get to choke her out.
Maybe that's the case. I can't say for sure, but I'm just saying she does seem.
That's a great wake up call to that question.
Sure.
Yeah. Wake up, V Hale. Choking. Your thoughts. Go.
A 38-year-old FedEx driver in New York is in his truck sitting at a stoplight on Tuesday. He's just sitting there. And okay. He's singing away.
Okay.
Singing at the top of his lungs.
Oh.
It doesn't say what song.
Oh.
But he's singing to himself when a 22-year-old Alexander Carrion starts yelling at him. He's like, hey, you hitting on my girl? And the driver's like, huh?
So what'd you say? I'm rocking out with George Michael. Freedom!
The driver, freedom! The FedEx driver, ignores him and drives off. A few minutes later, though, he saw Alexander running toward his truck carrying a bow and arrow.
Oh, my God. A bow and arrow. That's so strange.
Yeah, this is in New York. Like, bow and arrow, maybe Kentucky, but
he's
New York?
He's the one guy who got caught in the you can't have a gun filter. That's amazing.
He spent...
Thank you.
Bryn, where is her drum hit? My God, did you
hear
that
joke? Sorry, I'm
texting
V Hale right now.
Oh,
here you go.
All right. Yeah, sorry, all right.
Thank you. That's
he sped off and called 911, and when the police tracked Alexander down, they recovered a hunting bow along with four arrows. He is now facing charges for harassment, reckless endangerment, menacing, and criminal possession of a weapon. And hopefully this was the red flag the girlfriend needed to know to get the hell away from Alexander Carrion.
Carrion is that's his last name?
Carrion.
That's like a corpse, right? It's like left over for the birds come and pick on the carrion. His girlfriend's name's Bambi, I assume, right?
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I never
so
heard
much
the carrion thing, but okay.
That's cool.
Carrion.
Yeah.
All right.
He's word a carrion bird. Yeah, word of the day, carrion.
Carrion.
The guy's name's Alexander Carrion. Of course he has a bow and arrow. How could I not know that?
Seriously. It's one thing to be jealous if someone's actually, I don't know, kissing your girlfriend.
Right.
But the guy's singing alone.
Your voice
in his
is so
truck.
Sweet that my girlfriend's melting over here.
Hey, I'm melting over here.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
We knock an arrow. Take your eye out.
If it's been a while since you've gotten on a plane, you may have forgotten about all the extra fees they charge. This guy had a 52-year-old guy named Andrew Greco was flying on Frontier Airlines from Vegas to Reno, so a little puddle jumper. One of the ticket agents told him he's going to need to check his bag, and that's a $55 fee.
Ooh, that's a lot of money.
So here he is, like, that's probably close to the price of the ticket almost, right?
Vegas to Reno?
Mm-hmm.
You could probably rent a car for less than that and drive it up there.
Right. The next day, so this guy was mad. He cursed her out. He's just furious. He's
like, he pays
55
it and gets
on the plane. My bag can stay with me. It'll be fine. Anyway, they made him pay. He cursed her out. The next day, Frontier started getting a lot of angry phone calls. The caller said his name was Donald Hump, and he threatened to kill everyone at the call center and blow up the airport in Vegas over the change fees.
Wow. This is ill-advised.
The FBI traced the calls to Andrew, who's not actually named Donald Hump. And
really?
He admitted, all right, I made the calls. I was hoping to scare them into giving me my $55 back. He's now facing charges for making terrorist threats. So
yeah, you can't do that. They don't like terrorism jokes at the airport. It's weird.
No, they do not.
Don't even joke about it. You're not funny.
No, you're not. Here are some rude things. Look, this is a public service announcement, if I could. When you go to the grocery store, others are dependent on you doing your part.
Yeah.
For example, don't stop to clean your hands in the doorway.
Right.
I get it. You want
get in, move away to the side.
Get to the side. Sure. Let people walk in and out without you being in the middle of the way.
Right. That also applies to the aisles. Keep your cart on your side of the aisle. And
can you put that story on hold for a second? We have V. Hale on the line.
Oh
thank God.
We need to find out about this.
Good morning, Vanessa.
Vanessa Hale.
You know, guys, I'm nervous. It's 8:50. Why do I got to start my day this way?
What kind of question is that? We're known for waking up the Bay Area for the last 25 years in the best possible way.
That's right, V.
And this is your attitude?
You're nicer to the entire Bay Area than you are to me,
I'm
Vinny.
Not. Oh, Vinny. Okay.
Vinny.
Yeah,
okay.
Vinny, not you, Sarah. You're fine.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my God. How dare you? Hold on. Vanessa, let me ask you a question. Who was the first person in the entire Bay Area, let alone Alice employee, that greeted you upon the announcement of you becoming the new midday host at Alice? Who was the first person? Go.
Oh, Sarah.
What?
Oh, but Muffin, you came in a very close second.
You're telling me Sarah beat me to that?
I'm a very nice person.
Absolutely. I'll send you the email with timestamps if you want.
Oh, that's a great idea. I'd love to see
that.
Yeah.
No thanks.
Yeah.
And then we started having a whole correspondence, and that's when I found out about the muffin thing. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There is no muffin thing, by the way.
There is a muffin thing. There's totally a muffin thing.
You don't know anything about it.
Absolutely a muffin thing.
So we had a question for V-Hale, right?
Oh, right. Yes. Thank you, Bryn.
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
My question to you is, you know, when you're, I don't know if you're, you know, big on just dragging anybody from the bar home or not, or what your deal is. I don't know.
We want to find out, but we don't know what your deal is. Okay, go on.
Great.
Well, let's start with this. How many dates before they're doable? Ooh. Someone you're dating is doable, I should say.
Well, if I'm really into him, I mean, we can dive in on date one, but that depends on, you know,
nice
my mood.
Person.
Do I like him? Do I want to make him wait?
You're a very nice person.
Sometimes it's there, yeah. Sometimes you're like, let's try this out a couple more times.
I didn't expect to be impressed by your
worthy?
Answer, but that was fantastic.
Worthy,
well
right.
Done.
Well, that's the thing. Sometimes you don't shave your legs just so that you make sure that they're not worthy that night.
Mm.
Like, let's just make them wait at least once.
The next question is, when do you request a healthy choking?
You know what? If you're a smart enough man, you know when to dive in for just the slight, you know, too tight of a hold. We shouldn't have to direct you there, Vinny.
Oh, this is information I can...
That is an answer. Is
continue to hear more about.
Secret show stuff here.
Should we wait and hold these...
I think we
these,
should wait for the secret
this
show,
for,
yeah.
This
that
is
was
a
good,
perfect
was
secret show tease.
Well put, too.
I would like that, to say, like, for the record, that answer is the biggest pile of crap I have ever heard. You chicks out there, you pull this like, well, if you don't know, then you probably shouldn't. How about a little consent? We keep hearing consent is sexy. For the throat grab, you
to
probably
be fair,
want to be tipped off that it's an okay thing to go for. Don't you think?
To be fair, in this climate, you are correct of consent. Then that could go down an ugly road. I will, you know, to be fair with that, slightly glide your hand up towards that area and let you know, hey, it's okay to squeeze a little tightly here in the neck area. And I won't, you know,
so you would actually say help. It's okay for you to squeeze a little there. Boy, this
I want to explore this more in the secret
oh
show.
Oh, my God, yeah, so let's, much. Let's, I can't. Let's do a secret show right now. Okay. It's time for the secret show. Here we go.
It's
we've got
time for a break,
on.
Actually. It's commercial break coming up right now.
All
right.
Oh, we're out of time.
Listen, V is clearly available.
You know,
I say we go
I'll
for
tell
some...
you something. V, actually, thank you for coming on. She's in her car right now.
It does sound a little
warm. Hi, V, in your car.
I mean, right, good morning,
go.
Bay Area. This is just fantastic.
Hey, Bay Area, you down for a little light choking? Okay.
I mean,
coming up next
lightly,
on the
B
Hill Show.
All right. Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.